If the devil can't get you bad, he'll get you busy. Have you ever heard that before? Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. And if you watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you've probably heard that line too. Not afraid to admit that when I'm doing my treadmill walks, sometimes I catch an episode of trashy TV and that was it. I heard that line and I had never heard it before. If the devil can't get you bad, he'll get you busy. And I was like, oh man, this has so much to do with a lot of things. One of those things being consistency. Devil or no devil, right? If you're not bad, the next worst thing is busy. Because busy makes it easy to be distracted, really challenges our ability to focus. And I think that's the sticking point for a lot of people. People who aren't intentionally setting out to act in a way that runs counter to their goals and to the type of person they want to be, but they're so busy, they're not focused on what matters most. They're so busy that they lose sight of their values and their priorities. They're so busy that it's easy to say, oh, this one thing won't hurt. Oh, I'm just too tired. I'm just too stressed. And look, I'm not here to say that you should quit your job or pull your kids out of sports. But I will say this. You can't be so busy that your tasks and your to-dos get more of your time and attention than your values and your priorities. And for example, if health is a value to you, then it can't be the thing that you'd let drop when work is stressful or when you've got a lot on your social calendar. And I think that this phrase, if the devil can't get you bad, he'll get you busy, is such a powerful reminder of that. It's one thing to intentionally say, I'm going to do these things and I know that they are going to keep me from my goals. But it usually isn't that overt, the things that get in our way. It's our distractions. It's our lack of focus. So what do you need to do to make sure that even with your work schedule, and even with the stuff that's on your calendar, you are not ever distracted from who and what matters most in your life? What needs to change? What do you need to do differently? What do you need to put in place so that no matter what is going on in your life, you don't lose sight of your values, your priorities, and what matters most? I'll see you tomorrow.